When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
I can't believe you just said that.
But you do look that way.
Just so you know, before Jake pushed the button to start, Jillian has been looking at me since we got here, and I said, "What's wrong?" I said,
"Everything's
wrong.
Don't
you like my outfit?" And she said, "No." She says,
"Why don't you describe your outfit for them right now?"
Well, I have a white T-shirt on with a V-neck. I have blue shorts.
Those are not blue shorts. They're plaid blue shorts.
A lady at the airport said, "I like those shorts." And I went, "Oh, thank you."
What does that mean? I mean, if a lady out of an insane asylum said, "I like those shorts," would you be just as pleased? I mean, there's 7 billion people in the world. There's bound to be one with equally as bad taste as you.
Then I have running shoes on. And some ankle socks.
Okay, first of all, I can see your ankle socks. The point of ankle socks is they're supposed to be below the shoe. Second of all, where the shorts hit, they're not short and they're not long. They're like they're like the length that like a 75-year-old man wears.
That's what you said. You said I look like a dad.
You look like Heidi's dad.
Heidi's dad.
And I like Heidi's dad, but he's like 79. And he lives in a retirement village in Florida. Who knows? I love him. He's the coolest. But I don't know that it necessarily is the look you're going for. I mean...
It was cool and easy to travel in. That's my goal.
All right, good. If that's your goal, you've achieved it.
Well, yeah. You know what? This is a perfect segue then. See how I reacted to what you just said? I went, "Oh, Jillian."
You think you brushed it off?
I brushed it off. It doesn't bother me because I'm comfortable.
Brittany, Jake, and I, by the way, are eating lunch as we're watching Janice try to justify how bad she looks. And so, if you're doing, we're all.
I don't
it's
care.
Like a show.
You tell me I look like
dinner
a 79-year-old in Florida, retiree in Florida. That's fine.
Yeah.
Because I think people take
Fred.
Okay.
Look like my friend Fred.
I have a beef about the Daily Dose.
Oh.
You know that show?
The one that we did?
The one that we did?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you know how we've recorded them and then they edit them?
Yes.
Like when they record one, just so you know out there, it's usually quite long.
Hold on. I need to get another snack for this diatribe.
Could you hold the bag any closer to the microphone?
You just said that I was looking...
I think that's a good idea.
You wanted me to eat.
I'm eating.
That's good. This is sound effects theater.
Well, hello. We're in a room the size of a freaking closet.
I know. Okay. We got moved
today. I mean, yeah, I can
it's
barely.
It's Jake's fault. Okay.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Go on. This is now, less important.
All right. So they take it and then they edit it down to how many minutes? We get like, I don't know, 4 minutes.
Are they four? No, they were like seven.
Okay. Well, there's one that's 8 minutes. It's called Fall Beauty Secrets. Oh. Remember, you know, I remember they put the wig on. You put the wig on me.
I put a wig on.
The mullet.
Oh,
I looked like I had
yes.
a mullet.
Yes, it was fabulous.
Right, mullet. And then you had the zapper. And then
yeah, the
very,
laser zapper. I zapped you with it. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
And then
that
very end I had was wearing the ass lifter. Remember
yes.
that thing? And
that was a good. Is that posted?
Yes,
I
want to
see
on.
That.
Okay.
Okay.
And remember when I walked out? Uh-huh. And remember what I put in my pants?
A banana.
A banana in the crotch.
I do remember
and
that.
And you know what?
I made sure to throw that right away
yeah,
so it didn't circulate back onto the craft service table.
Well, I walk out there.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't show me taking the banana out.
So it just looks like you have a
it
giant penis?
It looks like I got a pouch of stench up there. And there was no mention of the banana. That was just like, see you next week on the Daily Dose. It's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute! No one explained the thing in my pants! I look like a gigantic turd. I look like I pooped my pants. It's just horrible.
You probably just look like a pre-op, and that's okay. Our audience is really, really liberal.
I can't... How could they do... How could they not... They let me stand there, and I'm laughing to myself, going, waiting for you to notice. And you're just like, oh, how does this work? Pushing the button.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
And then that's the end of it.
That is the best...
It's
thing you could have told me all day long.
Well, you check it out.
I am happy... Beyond. It serves you right.
Here I'm
now
thinking
you
I was
look
so
like a
funny.
Freak and a half.
Well, it just looks horrible.
I'm
and I got
sure
these tight little pants
oh
on.
Oh, my God. This
and
is
then
funny.
And they cut it.
Wait, pull that up for me. Oh, Brittany's already on YouTube looking for it.
But, you know,
oh,
my
God.
Point is why, like, yeah. why couldn't they have... I mean, sure, it was incredibly immature. But
yeah.
why couldn't they yeah. have showed it?
I don't know.
But
no, I'm so glad they did it. Oh, my God.
But
this
you know
is
what I
so
mean?
Funny.
People take things too damn seriously. Like, you just, like, loosen up. Show the...
The banana in your pants.
Show the banana
yeah.
in the pants.
Yeah, this is a note that I'm going to give to a network one day, if God willing they ever give us our own daytime show. Hey, listen, when Janice walks out with a banana penis thing and her shorts, can you, number one...
Make
not
sure.
Say anything. And then number two, make sure that when she pulls it out, people know that it was a banana.
And not really.
And she doesn't really have a penis. My hair looks awful. My God.
Okay,
flat.
So just
I'm
so
watching
we're watching. It's fall.
Yeah. That's
it's
funny.
Jillian and
well,
I.
Well, look,
and,
I mean, look.
I can't
people,
remember.
But look, people, it's like, it's a conservative world, dude. It is, actually. It's kind of wild. I kind of understand it, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I think, yeah, you got to loosen up. You know, the banana thing. That it could have been funny. It's
well,
funnier that, of course, they didn't ever explain
oh, yeah.
it.
Well, it doesn't come on to the very end. This thing's like 7 minutes long.
Oh, my God,
long.
Look at your hair with your extensions in.
You can't even see it.
Oh, this is a winner. For everybody out there, you've got to go on the Daily Dose on YouTube. Just Google Jillian Michaels Daily Dose. There's a gazillion videos up there, but it's, what is it, Fall Beauty?
It's called Fall, I'm pretty sure it's Fall Beauty Secrets. Is that what it says, Brittany?
Fall Beauty Secrets.
Fall Beauty Secrets. It's about like 8 minutes
mullet.
Long.
Oh, my God, this is heaven.
I got a mullet.
All right, look. So, okay, I think also where people get a little uptight is they worry that, like, kids will see it and not understand it. Not that I think kids are watching our Daily Dose show on YouTube, but...
But what kid doesn't put a banana in their pants?
It's clear you're not a mother.
You wouldn't. If Lou
my
walked in and said.
Had
hey,
a banana in her pants?
Yeah. Wouldn't you laugh and go, oh, that's.
I funny. Would imagine that my. I would call Cher and ask for pointers. I would. I'd be like, okay, how did it work with Chaz? And that's, I'm fine
mean,
with it, but.
That doesn't mean that you want to be a boy. It does. You know what, Jillian? You're taking this way too far. It just means you want to be funny.
She's trying to do some BL stuff. Dig deep.
Yeah. I'm not digging that. Deep. I'm telling you, my daughter came in with a banana in her pants like it was a prosthetic penis. I would wonder if there was some confusion.
Oh, my God.
Then I would blame myself, of course, and I'd have to get therapy about it. You
didn't
know,
you ever pull like your dolly out of your pants and say, oh, to the babysitter, look, I'm having a baby?
Oh, my God, what's wrong with you? I'm going to have to stop eating. I'm actually losing my appetite now. No. No.
What kind of sheltered childhood did you have?
What the hell kind of freak show childhood did you have?
My mom went to choir practice, and the babysitter would come over.
Uh-huh.
My sister and I would put our dolls in our pajamas and go, we're having babies.
Okay.
And then we'd pull the doll out of our pajamas.
Do me a favor. How many callers do you have on that call sheet that we sent you?
I don't know. Let's
call one of them.
Well, I know one that's home.
Good. Call one.
Okay. Hang on. Alexis.
Let's try her.
Hello?
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Janet.
Hey, it's Janet. Hey, Alexis. Jillian made me call you. We're still going to call you to get your question on, but
okay.
Jillian made me call you.
Ask your question to Alexis.
I don't even know what the question is.
You know the question.
What's the question?
Ask her if she ever did the thing with a doll.
Oh, Alexis, when you were a little girl...
Okay.
Did you ever pull your dolly out of your pants and say, oh, I'm having a baby?
I don't think I did.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll call you shortly, and I promise to answer your question. I appreciate your help.
Oh, Alexis.
And your candor. Thank you. Thank you very much. Talk to you
shortly.
You're
welcome.
Thank
you. I'll wait to hear later.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
All
no,
right.
We'll be calling you back. Thanks, bud.
All right. Sounds good. I'll be in the garage.
Okay.
Boxes. That's what I'm doing right now.
Thank
okay.
you, buddy.
Thanks later.
Okay. Now then, hold on.
You can't just out of the blue say, ask people.
Hold on a second. Can we make one more call, please? Okay. So wait. All right. So let's call my mom now.
Oh, my God.
Janice,
well,
I
have to ask him.
Because you, in your heart of hearts, believe that these things make sense.
Hello?
Mom.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom. Listen, just so you know, you're on the podcast. I need to ask you a question.
I'm on what? Oh, honey, they're in the midst of installing my dishwasher, and there's going to be lots of noise.
Okay, listen, this is serious. I just need your help for 2 seconds.
Okay.
Mom, okay, two things. Number one, did I ever in my life put a doll in my pants as a child, pull it out and say, look, Mom, I had a baby?
No.
Okay, question number two. If, as a young, you're laughing. This is something that Janice actually does and did. If
I don't do it now on a regular basis.
Wait, no, hold on, Mom. This is serious.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I can see children doing that.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you.
No, I can't. Just because you didn't do it. No, I can see children doing that.
Mom, stop trying to be non-judgmental and diplomatic.
I really truly can.
Oh, okay. If
because
I want
to have babies.
Mom, if I'm a young child now and I walk into the living room with a banana in my pants, okay, I'm being serious, what would you do? Or would you not be like, oh, dear, something's wrong?
No, I would just say, sweetheart, why do you have that banana in your pants?
Okay, and what's your answer, Janice, though?
Because it's fun.
And what do you say, Mom?
She said, what, this is fun?
Because it's fun.
I would say, how come it's fun?
And I would say, because I want to see what it feels like.
To have a penis. That's my point. You're a homo. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, that's
it's just curiosity.
It really is children, especially... You know, children trying to understand what it feels like to have a penis. I've got men here installing my dishwasher.
No, oh, my God.
I can't believe I have to do this right now. Talk about being caught unawares. I thought it was your assistant calling to tell me, yes, I've made arrangements for the installation of your dishwasher.
You don't understand, Mom. I'm the middle... Because now I'm concerned that Lou is going to... Janice was like, I did it, and your daughter's going to do it. And I was like,
my daughter walks
into a kitchen with a banana in her pants, you can bet that I'm going to have some concerns.
Janice, did you have a little brother?
I had an older brother.
An older brother. There you go.
Yeah.
She had an older brother, and she was curious.
Oh, Lord.
No, really, truly, Jillian, honey, she's just curious.
Yeah.
Janet, you're not a deviant.
Thank you.
And you are a deviant, though.
And I'm still curious now because I did it approximately 3 weeks ago.
On my YouTube show.
Were you on Saturday Night Live?
No.
When you did it?
No, but I agree. I think it's just curiosity. Uh-huh. I just believe it's curiosity.
Okay.
Well, it is curiosity as a child.
Yeah.
I think maybe we ought to get you a referral.
Don't you have a dishwasher to put in?
I do, as a matter of fact.
All right. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Joanne.
You're welcome.
Oh, God.
Bye.
Oh, where was this going? What were you trying to say? You wanted people to lighten up, and then you admitted to being a deviant.
No, my point is that what would have been the big deal to show it on the dip? But yeah, what you're saying is maybe they want to keep it PG. I don't think I just think it's funny. But
okay.
Obviously, my sense of humor, you know, maybe is a little ruder. But I just think we need to let it just lighten up a bit. That's all.
Great. Okay. Well, for everyone out there, now you know what you can expect in future podcasts and Daily Dose episodes.
No, there was only one time I put the banana in the pants.
Okay, good. So that's the last of that?
It's the last of it.
You sure? Because it seems like it's been going on since childhood, which is quite a ways ago.
Well, I've always liked to put different things in my pants. I think it's just fun.
Yeah. All right. This is the part where we should cut and censor and edit her. So let's, what do you want, Janice? You want a snappy? Hey, let's do a snappy fitness segment.
That's an excellent
a good
idea.
Segue.
All
okay.
Right. We'll be right back. Now let's do some snappiness.
Okay. It's so tough to segue. It's just like, I feel a little...
worn out?
No, just kind of disturbed, you know?
Don't be disturbed.
All right. Yeah. So I guess we'll talk about fitness now.
Yes, please.
So I thought that I might just give you a few variations of things that you can do in the gym to mix it up. And we've talked about, look, you mix it up so you don't get bored, but you also mix it up so you see better results because your body adapts when you do the same things over and over again. So providing it with some new stimulus forces it to adapt to the new stimulus and hence begets change. And in addition, it also makes you a better athlete because when you, quote, cross-train or train in a holistic way. And what I mean by that is, let's say you take a football player, but if you put them in Pilates or yoga for one or two of their workouts a week, they're going to have a lot more injury prevention because they're more flexible, so they're less inclined to pull muscles. Anyway, the point is, the more holistically you train, the more well-rounded you are as an athlete. So it's going to help you perform better and burn more calories. It's going to help you prevent injury, which, of course, if you can't work out, you're not burning any calories. So not only do you not get hurt, but you're going to burn more calories. And it makes you better at your sport. So with that said, I wanted you to think about a few things, just a few little tricks. The first one is you can continue doing the exercises that you're doing, right? Let's say you're doing lunges or you're doing squats, but try doing it on an unstable surface. So do it on a BOSU ball. And you know, you can use obviously both sides of the BOSU ball, the round part, or you can put it on the round part and then stand on the black part. Both are hard. Both require a different muscle groups, different stabilizing muscles. But try the BOSU ball. Try doing it. Try a squat, but do it on one foot, a one-legged squat. Try creating instability where you come out of a push-up and you raise one arm up, and as you go back down, you put both hands on the ground. So add a little instability to the exercises you're already doing. Another thing would be plyometrics. So take an exercise you're doing and make it vertical. Add some jump training to it. So whether it's, let's say, a push-up. Now you're going, well, that's great. I can't do a plyometric push-up. I can't do a clapping push-up. Well, you could if you did it on an elevated platform like a workout bench, because there's significantly less resistance. So put your hands on a workout bench or the back of your sofa, and then you can do your push-up and press off of the platform that your hands are on and get some dynamic, explosive, yes, following me. So try a squat, but do a jump squat. Again, I need you to have a decent level of fitness before you pursue balance stuff or jump training. But once you have that fitness foundation, it's important that you try these new things for all the reasons I mentioned previously. So try some balancing stuff, try some jump training stuff. Another thing I want you to play with is the tempo in how you lift your weights. So for example, and this is not, I don't want you doing this all the time, but let's say you do normally three sets of, I'm going to use bicep curls, even though I don't generally want people to do bicep curls unless they're trying to bulk up because it's a waste of time in the gym. But let's say you're doing bicep curls and you do three sets. And you've got, you know, you're doing 12 reps. Well, I'd like for you one time to try one set of 10 controlled reps in 60 seconds. So instead of a second up, a second down, a second up, a second down, it's 6 seconds up and then down, 6 seconds up and then down. And what it does is it challenges your muscles in different ways. And in addition, it also doesn't allow you to rely on momentum.
Yeah.
So, and again, I don't want you to do it all the time. I also want you to try reps that are explosive, where you power the weight up as fast as you can and then do negatives and slowly lower the weight down. There are three contractions in a movement, right? There's the concentric, which is essentially what we call the shortening of the muscle, and it's really where you're doing the pushing or the pulling. So in this case, with a bicep curl, it's where you're curling, you're pulling the weight up towards your shoulder. That's the concentric contraction. The isometric contraction is that little beat in the midpoint where you hold the contraction. And then the eccentric is where you're lowering the weight down, and it's the stretching part where the muscle is being stretched or elongated as it's controlling the weight. You can control the speed or manipulate the speed of any part of that contraction, concentric or eccentric, and it provides a different stimulus. So the next time you go to the gym, play with the timing of your weightlifting. Make it fast on the way up, make it slow on the way up. Never, ever, one thing though, one caveat, do not make it fast on the way down. I never want the weight to fall down. You have to at least time it for a second. You need to control the weight. So if you're doing your bicep curl and you lower the weight in a second with control, that's fine. But you can also practice negatives with heavier weights where it takes you 6 seconds, 8 seconds, 10 seconds to lower the weight. Generally, you would work with heavier weights. That's an advantage of negatives, is that you already have the weight hoisted, so it allows you to work with heavier weight because you're really only trying to control it lowering the weight down instead of having to recruit your low back and all these different muscles and swinging and throwing to get the weight up. So next is play with the speed of the contractions in your repetitions.
Right.
Okay, next tip. I want you to play with the tempo of your music. So studies have shown that people who work out to more upbeat, high-energy music at like 140, 100, even 60 beats a minute get a more intense workout because they're working out at a faster pace or a more intense pace, predominantly with cardio. This works really well for me. I want you to try some house music. Download some Skrillex. Download some Avicii. I like Avicii Levels. I like Skrillex Bangarang. Cascade is really good.
Must be all that new stuff, eh? Gosh, I don't know those names.
What are you working out to, like Barry Manilow? And those shorts, I'd believe it. My God, what are you working out to?
I don't. I listen to the gym music. I don't like having headphones on in the gym.
What?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Well, because I want to hear if someone's yelling at me. No, I don't mean it like that, but I like to be aware of what's going on.
Oh my God. All I want to do is just tune everything out and put my headphones in.
So how fast of music do you listen to when you work out?
I've been listening to a lot of like really upbeat. So like I'll listen to like, okay, so try these songs. Ready? Try, you guys probably know this one. Let's Go by Calvin Harris featuring Neo. Try Lessons in Love by Cascade with a K, K-A-S-K-A-D-E featuring Neon Trees. Obsessed with that one. Try Avicii Levels, A-V-I-C-I. I don't know if you'll be able to find this one. I had to find it on like a music blog, but it's called Years by Alesso, A-L-E-S-S-O. How many have I thrown out there? Are they overwhelmed
yet?
Four. All right, hang on. And then I want to give you guys another really good one. So let's see. This is kind of a good one. All right. Let's do Judas, the Thomas Gold remix of Lady Gaga. Huh? Already started. Hey, can you hear it? Huh?
That's what you work out
Wait,
to?
It gets really good. It gets... See how fast I'm running to this? No? Oh, yeah. Glow sticks, baby! Glow sticks! So good. What? You're old, Janice. Anyway, yeah. So, try some faster tunes. I'm going to bring you some headphones. Remember those ones we did on the Daily Dose, mm-hmm. the iSports? I'm obsessed with those. You need those. You can use them in the pool. Did you know that? I swam with my iSports in the pool. It's incredible.
You did?
They're waterproof.
And it worked?
It's designed to, yeah, they're...
No
a sports
kidding.
Headphone.
Look at you swimming. I'm very impressed.
I started swimming because I was going to do that whole Malibu triathlon. And And then they only gave me the bike leg.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, it was a celebrity relay. So the celebrities, quote unquote, only got to do, I guess, like a leg or something. Whatever. They didn't trust me to do the whole thing. It was a sprint, though. It was like a half a mile swim, an 18-mile bike ride, and a 4-mile run. And I was like, this is manageable. Like, I could do this. You know, when I think of a marathon, it makes me want to die. But this, I was like, I could do this. I did the bike. Nevertheless. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So faster music makes you work out faster.
It's with cardio in particular. Just look for about 140 to 160 beats a minute. You want something that jams. So something that has a higher upbeat tempo.
Gotcha.
You know? You follow me?
Yep.
Yeah. You shouldn't be listening to, like, How Deep Is Your Love on the... I'm a stepper, and I know you probably
on
are.
The stepper.
Because you're just el tragique.
On the stepper.
The stepper, the step machine. What?
Oh,
I'm saying.
Gotcha. All right.
Last but not least, before we head all the way into fall, get outside. I constantly get sent studies every day about getting outside, working out outside. The wind against your body as resistance to the difference in the ground elevation helps you burn more calories to getting outside and being around nature boosts your endorphins and makes you work out harder. So just manipulate those few things during your workout and, let us know how it goes. Email us to our little Jillian podcast at gmail.com. Let us know what you think. And let me know what you think of my workout songs.
Oh, my God.
In fact, no. Tweet us. That way Janice can see it. Yeah. Tweet us. Jillian, what is me? Who am I? What am
Jillian
I on?
Michaels.
Oh, yeah. At Jillian Michaels. And you're, what are you? At Janice Ungaro?
I'm Janice, yes, Ungaro. .com. What is it?
No, it's not .com. It's Twitter.
Oh, yeah, the Twitter. Yeah, I'm Janice Ungaro.
All right, good.
Jillian's podcast producer. That's
at
what I
Janice Ungaro, I think.
I don't understand that part, but anyway. Yeah, okay,
cool. Fine. .com. Gosh.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dear God.
I'll be back.
Is that a banana in your pants? Just happy to see me.
It took this long for you to say that? My God.
Okay.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back, and Alexis is waiting to talk to you.
Alexis, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, Jillian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Should I go ahead with my question?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so I have been struggling with weight loss pretty much my whole life, but okay. I'm a firm believer in exercise, eating right, and all that. But recently, I was kind of pointed in the right direction that maybe our bodies hold fat because they want to be safe. So I don't know if you're familiar with the Gabriel method. Are you familiar with that?
I know it very little bit about it. It doesn't have to do with, like, it's like a psychosomatic kind of thing. You gain weight because of emotional stuff, or like he believes you. Catch me up on it.
Okay, it has a little bit to do with that. I'm also kind of just a beginner to it, and it's not really even the method is kind of what my point is, because when I first heard it, it kind of sounds skeptical and it sounds a little bit crazy,
right?
To be honest. But the point is that he talks about using visualization methods to lose weight. And although it might work for some people, it may not. But it kind of made me think about how when I was 10 years old, I got my period. And when I was 10, I started to hold the weight in my stomach, and I also got boobs. And sorry, I'm just nervous. So.
No. Okay, so we first start out. Tell me exactly what his method is.
So his method is using visualization techniques to lose weight. It's
just visualization,
like my body is safe.
Or it's not just visualization though. It's visualization and affirmation in conjunction with diet and exercise.
In conjunction with diet.
Okay,
and exercise.
Then it's harmless.
So it is. It could be used and successfully. Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. Like if that's great. There's nothing wrong with affirmations and visualization. They're great tools. They don't work in a vacuum.
No.
But they're great tools with any healthy regimen. So
right.
If you're asking me about that, I'm fine with that as long as it involves diet and exercise.
Yes.
Okay, so then
you... So my question is, so when my whole life, so first of all, just so you have a visualization of what I look like, I'm 5'4", I weigh 165 pounds, but I'm pretty fit. You know, I ran a 10K, you know, I work out all the time.
Right.
I'm healthy. I've been a vegetarian for 8 years, but
okay.
I still can't get rid of this stomach fat. And as I've come to this kind of realization, maybe my body has been storing this body fat because it's assuming that I'm about to get pregnant. Although it's not realizing, because it's not the Middle Ages, that I was 10 years old. Now I'm 30 years old. And I want to get pregnant, and this belly fat is actually kind of beneficial to me. But I feel like my body has been storing it there because my hormones are a little bit off. So my question was, do we think our bodies hold fat in certain areas because our hormones or our chemical balance is a little bit off?
Yes, that is an absolute, yeah, your body stores fat based on hormone balance. But the part about, like, being 10 and... it's thinking you're going to get pregnant and all this stuff, that is a no. So your body, okay, will store fat based on your levels of hormone dominance. So, for example, men keep fat in their midsection because they're testosterone dominant.
Yeah.
It's extraordinarily rare that you see a man with cellulite. It, like, never happens unless his hormones are severely disrupted. From could be a host of things, poor diet, environment, and everything in the environment that's going to disrupt his endocrine system. You can dramatically affect your endocrine system with, again, poor diet, environment, toxins, plastics, foods, home care products, birth control, and what have you. But it is about biochemistry. I don't think that... I don't want to minimize this for you because that's not my intention.
No.
But I don't think that it's like, well, when I was 10, I got my period and thought, and then I started putting on fat, so my body thinks that I'm still getting pregnant. No.
I mean, it's so crazy, right? I mean,
it's not that it's crazy. It's just the reality is that it's biochemistry, buddy. It's a combination of what you're eating. Mm-hmm. You know, you're... If you have stored fat, you're just not creating an energy deficit, a calorie deficit, in conjunction with your hormone balance. So, for example, I carry my weight in my lower body because I'm an estrogen-dominant female. Part of it's genetic, and then the rest of it is all the soy in our foods. Even in my organic food, there's soy. It's like soy is in everything. It's the xenoestrogens and created in all the products we use, the plastics. I am predisposed to be estrogen-dominant, and my environment lends itself to that as well. And that's where I store my fat. It just depends on your unique biochemistry and how it's being affected by the environment at hand. At the end of the day, I would simply say to you, if you count your calories, you're going to lose weight.
It's funny because I counted my calories for 6 weeks straight. I mean, and this was just like last week, so it's not like I gave up recently. And I guess I could keep going longer. And I ate between 1,500 and 1,800 calories
okay.
a day.
Got it.
And I didn't lose any weight.
Did you work out every day?
And I worked out just about every day. About 3 days a week, I was doing probably like a 30-day shred video or doing some other sort of circuit training. And then the other 2 days, I was just doing like maybe a light jog or a walk.
So you're working out for like 30 minutes 5 days a week?
I think it's probably the best bet, maybe.
Okay, 30 minutes 5 days a week.
Yeah.
All right, so if you're doing 30 day shred's a 20 minute video. So, and if you're a light jog, you're maybe burning, you know, cause intense exercise takes 10 calories a minute. So you're maybe doing 200 calories. Okay. So if you're doing 200 calories from a 20 to 30 minute, like a light jog, and it depends on the level of 30 day shred that you're doing, you're all right. You're getting 200 calories burned. You might get an afterburn effect. You're how tall?
5'4".
Okay, you're 5'4", you like around 160, okay?
It fluctuates between 160 and 165.
All right, so my guess is that your BMR is, if mine's 1,400, I mean, yours might be 1,600, then you get the 200 calories from your exercise. How active are you during your day?
I'm pretty active. Well, right now I'm not working because I just moved, so that's all I really do. My husband's in the military, so we move around a lot. So it's kind of, so we just got here to our new location, and for the past 6 weeks, pretty much all I've done to keep myself sane is to exercise and count calories.
Okay, but if pretty much all you've done is does not equate to 20
no,
or
I mean,
30
of
minutes
course,
a
and then
day.
I'm, you know, so it down a little bit. I'm not just exercising the entire day. No.
Okay.
I get just a small portion of the day.
Okay. Because then what you're looking at is like, you know, depending upon if you're eating 1,800, how accurately you're counting them. Most people don't count totally accurately. You know, on a great day, if you're lucky, I would imagine that you're getting the 2,000 calories. And that's if you're extraordinarily active. So if you're eating around 18-ish and you're burning around 2,000, you're losing 200 a day, which is going to equal 1,400 a week. It's going to take you about 3 weeks to lose 1 pound.
Yeah.
So the problem is you're not creating a big enough deficit. So
okay.
It's like, at that rate, a lot of people get lost and tell me, it doesn't work. I'm like, no. You've stopped gaining weight. That's great. So you've pretty much struck almost an equilibrium with a minimal deficit. And a minimal deficit is you're doing about 1,400 a week. A pound is 3,500 calories. So, yeah, you're looking at 3 weeks for 1 pound, which to most people who get on the scale every day, they go, it's not working. If you want to see the results faster, it's going to require you to go to 1,200 calories a day and to give me 30 hard minutes to 45 hard minutes, not a light jog. And then you're going to start seeing, okay, you're eating 12 and you're burning 25. Now you're getting 1,000 to 1,300 calories burned a day, and that is going to give you 2 pounds a week instead of 1 pound every three. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
You got to go harder with your fitness and lower with your calories if you want faster results. And it sounds like unfair and it sucks, but it's true. And people will go, well, I've lost, you know, I've gotten on a regimen and I've lost a lot, 5 pounds in the first week. Well, sure, because a lot of it's water weight right off the bat. You're flushing out a lot of that junk and the salt and the carbs and the this and the that, and you'll drop, you know, a ton of waste product and water week one. But then it comes down to simple math. So I'm going to tell you that to lose weight ultimately is going to be an energy equation. If you have some sort of hormonal imbalance, because you're like, no, it's not working, it's not working. It is possible. And then you would go to an endocrinologist and you'd look for things like insulin resistance or polycystic ovarian syndrome or hypothyroidism, and they can help you get on a medication ultimately to hopefully transition you off of it in conjunction with healthy lifestyle to balance you out. But when you get in a conversation of like, I think I'm testosterone dominant because my body thinks it's getting its period and that's why I keep the weight on my stomach. No. Uh-uh.
I mean, it was just kind of a random theory. And
I know.
But I appreciate your honesty and answering the question. I think sometimes people, I mean, just for me reading into it, it was kind of a, not an excuse, but an explanation. And sometimes I just look for an explanation.
I know. And yeah. The thing is, it's just, honey, there isn't one. It's just pure biochemistry. And so while you could keep weight on because of emotional issues, where people could say, oh, you know, I have issues and I was molested or something and I keep weight on. Well, yeah, but that's because the past trauma lends itself to behaviors that put the weight on.
Right.
Do you see what I'm... So it's like...
Absolutely.
You know, it just... This is just quite honestly a matter of where your body stores fat and a calorie deficit. Drop your calories 12 to 1400. Work out 45 minutes harder or 30 as hard as... You know, 30 really intensely or 45 minutes if you're going for a light jog. And then I guarantee you'll see at least a pound a week.
Yeah.
I'm willing to... I bet my... I'll bet Janice on it. She doesn't mean much to me, but I'm willing to.
I believe you.
Yeah, I'll make Janice walk the plank if I'm wrong.
I think Mark's going to want to watch it. No.
Alexis, are you sure you didn't pull a baby out of your pants as a kid? Are you positive on that? I just want to ask you one more time. You positive you never did that?
I am absolutely positive. Why are you asking? Is this something that you think little girls do when they have weight issues? It was just
something I shared a little earlier, and we phoned you earlier to make sure, and you blew it for me, Alexis. You blew it, okay? Thanks a lot.
Thank you, buddy.
See you, Alexis. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
See? Some people, just maybe she was shy about sharing that.
Sharing what?
About the baby in her underpants.
But she wasn't shy. She said she did not do it.
I think it's time to go.
I bet you do.
Tired of this show. This show's making me mad.
It's making you mad because
first of all, you told
no one else puts dolls in their underwear.
You figged on your mom about me putting the bananas in my pants, and then
I finked.
You phoned your mom.
You've put it on a television show on YouTube. I finked.
Well, you didn't need to phone her and bring her into it. And now, Alexis thinks I'm a whack job, and it's just time to go. Let's just end the show right now.
Janice, you are a whack job.
Well, I think maybe you've got some issues yourself, and I think I'm going to have a chat with your mother and find out.
Really? Am I the one with putting my banana in my
Well, I'm sure there was something in your...
I said that.
You said friggin'. Word.
I said friggin'.
Friggin', and it's a friggin' time to go. So let's get out of this puppy while we're still safe.
Trevor! like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.